All right. Close your cupboards, folks. Sit down and relax for just a moment. Today, a very big report from a widely respected medical organization that may just turn your household into a chemical spook house is being published. Here we go. The American Academy of Pediatrics will recommend that the chemical management policy in the U.S. be revised extensively to better protect children, pregnant women, and other populations at risk. A lot of chemicals out there to manage. And in this recommendation of more regulations, there's not an immediate guideline for folks like you just sitting around your breakfast table this morning. So we've invited Dr. Jerome Paulson, incoming chair on the Council on Environmental Health for the American Academy of Pediatrics, and the lead author on the guidelines put out by the AAP today to help us out here. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
So in some sense, let's just begin here. This is a call to really update laws already on the books that date from the era quite some time ago of DDT scares and concerns over pesticides, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And so we really need to be looking at things other than just the bug killers. Widen our view out here.
This law was written in 1976, and it really is based on principles that we understood at that time. But clearly, times have changed, and we understand that for example, children are not little adults. They eat more per pound of body weight, drink more per pound of body weight, breathe more air per pound of body weight than an adult does. And you need to take these factors into consideration if you are going to try and protect them. If you assume that they're little adults and that their bodies function like adult bodies and their behavior is the same as adults, then you're not really going to protect them.
All right. So, first of all, what is the law that you referred to a moment ago?
The Toxic Substances Control Act. It goes by the acronym of TSCA.
That needs the update here.
Yeah.
So all right. So then let's look at what my understanding is about the FDA and chemicals that are in common use in the home. There's animal testing that basically determines whether there are irritants or toxins in all kinds of chemicals that might come in contact with people. You're saying those tests don't begin to cover the variety of human impacts and don't at all look at the developmental issues involving children.
Well, yes, but you've got some of the agencies a little wrong.
I always do this.
That's okay. It's a very confusing situation. The Food and Drug Administration is responsible for our medications, so chemicals that are used as drugs do require pre-market testing. That the results of that testing is submitted to the FDA, and then they decide whether those chemicals or drugs can be marketed. And then beyond that, there is post-market follow-up.
Now, that's the drugs. But in the food area, don't they test oils and additives and colors and things like that?
They do to some limited extent. And then the Environmental Protection Agency does require similar kinds of tests to be made by the manufacturers. Neither the FDA nor the EPA does the testing on their own, and we're not suggesting that the EPA, which would be responsible for management of the Toxic Substances Control Act and is for the current TSCA, do the testing. The testing really needs to be done by the manufacturers. They're the ones that benefit
right.
financially from putting the chemicals on the marketplace. They should be the ones who are responsible for the testing.
So put the burden of proof on these manufacturers that the chemicals that they put out there are actually safe. Now, do you have a reason in issuing this report that there is some toxic brew in the open or partially open substances in our kitchens and homes and cleaning fluids and all of that and off-gassing even of plastics, et cetera, that is causing health problems in kids that you're beginning to see? Or is this more of a prescriptive kind of preventive measure?
It's more of a preventive kind of a measure, but also think back over the last 3 or 4 years, and you know there were a flurry of news reports about bisphenol A, BPA,
right.
a plastic in baby bottles, a flurry of reports about flame retardants, a flurry of reports about non-stick coatings in cookware. We need to get away from this, episode of the month kind of dealing with chemicals and deal with them in an organized fashion proactively rather than reactively.
So the molecule of the month approach is totally not going to achieve the health results that we would want. And what regulation would you put in place tomorrow to get this started?
We need a totally new Toxic Substances Control Act, and then the EPA would write regulations that would require that chemicals be tested prior to putting them on the market, that the testing include the kinds of evaluations that would look at vulnerable periods of development and the differences between children's bodies and adult bodies.
And one of the things that your report says is that there actually is remarkable consensus on beginning this initiative. The question is, who's going to get the ball rolling first? Dr. Jerome Paulson, incoming chair on the Council of Environmental Health for the American Academy of Pediatrics and the lead author on the new guidelines put out by the American Academy of Pediatrics today. Thanks, doctor.
Thank you very much.
So, how do you feel, folks? Give us your reaction, 877-8-MY-TAKE. That's a bunch of doctors issuing a whole set of guidelines for the chemicals in our environment. How scared are you?
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.